This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What are we doing here, Super Don? It's a holiday weekend. It's almost Christmas time. And we're working to start off our work week, although it will be an abbreviated work week. But I still question our sanity, right? You, the guy who never takes a day off, me that rarely does, and we're here on the Sunday before Christmas. Those of you listening live, welcome. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Now the key word that you use there is almost. It's almost Christmas. It's Christmas Eve Eve, and that's not an official take the day off day, I believe, in the Robert Scott Bell Show manual.
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to check, since it's like the gift-giving week. It's a gift. And by the way, you still have time. You know, go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website. There's stuff to get that's good. That's a gift of healing that keeps on giving. Super Don, I sent you a care package on your birthday. It arrived, like, instead of 2 or 3 days, 4 or 5 days later. Was there any, like, decaying coffee in there this time? I just want to make sure
no.
I didn't screw it up.
No. There was no black mold in a bag.
Right.
No, we're
Thank
good.
You. For, I'm horrible about giving gifts, right? You know? My wife, like in Mother's Day, you give her a bowling ball, that kind of, I'm just horrible at these gift things.
It was great. So, you know, no, there's no complaints at all whatsoever, and I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, well, I wish I could send you a care package every day. You know, that's how much I love and care for you, Super Don. So you are super for all the right reasons. Even though you don't do coffee the right way, which we'll talk about. You'll have an argument.
I am vindicated today.
Today
is vindication day for me. Yes.
That's good. That's good. Now, I was thinking as we head into the Christmas holiday, and by the way, we are going to do a new show, at least 1 hour of a new show on Christmas Day. So don't abandon us just because you think, oh, he's not there. There's going to be an amazing gift we're giving you all on Christmas Day. With information that will prevent and reverse cancer, and we'll have the science and validation to prove it. And I think if you can give somebody a gift on Christmas, wouldn't that be an awesome one to prevent and reverse cancer? I mean, not just
Absolutely.
Maybe. I mean, for sure. For real. Yeah.
You bet.
So that's coming up with Not a Doc, Chris Barr, this week. I think about what we're opening with here, and I'm not delaying the inevitable discussion on vaccines again. But dagnabbit, they're not going to give it a rest. This is like the thing that matters most to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and by extension the globalist New World Order control system, because it relies upon you and me being chronically ill, debilitated, degenerative, unable to think for ourselves, or if we still have capacities of thought, independent streaks that exist within us somewhere, somehow, we want to allow that just to the extent that you can't act on it. And I don't mean by, oh, we're going to pass a law. We're going to pass a law to restrict the freedom, right? They always try to do that. We know that. But all we need to do is make you chronically ill enough. You can still think your own thoughts, but you can't act on it because you're too dysfunctional physiologically, physically, to act on it. Like maybe you're exhausted, you've got fatigue. Speaking of fatigue, that was, I think, one of the questions for Dr. Google in 2018. We'll cover the top 10 questions, health questions. for Dr. Google. And we'll see how many of them we can answer. I mean, if what's a passing grade, right? If we can answer like on a 100, scale to 100. If we get how many of them right, would we pass or do better than Dr. Google? I'm just thinking out loud here.
I mean, technically, I guess if we got, what would it be, 69% or better?
69% or better. Okay, I think it's a low.
I think
low,
we can do better than that, though.
I think we can. Sure. Great on a curve. Yes. If we get 90, I'm happy on this one because there might be one I don't know. But for the most part, we're gonna cover that next hour. The as I said, this is a show about health, freedom, and healing liberty. Okay, freedom, liberty in both of those equations. So somebody will say, well, why do you have to delineate health freedom? Why do you have to delineate healing liberty? Well, we shouldn't have to. But I just want to, you know, bring attention to it, because as I mentioned this about, it isn't required to make a law against something, right? In our Constitution, we talk about the origin of that document. The intent of the document was to limit government's infringement on your freedom, on your liberty. It hasn't worked out so well because the American people have been dumbed down, partly because they don't know history. I know I'm an American. I was taught a little history, not the real stuff, though. But even if you know history, and there are a lot of very learned men and women out there today that do know history and are taking extra time to learn about the origin of our country. Those of you, I know you're listening around the world. It's okay. You love liberty because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But if you don't have the physical, functional capacity to get out and defend it, what good is it really? And all of the laws you say are unjust. How dare they ban bump stocks, right? Bump stocks are pretty stupid. If you know anything about firearms, and I'm not the expert, my son is, and there are others out there. But still, if you acquiesce to a ban on that, what else can they do, right? Okay, so that's a violation of your right to keep and bear bump stock arms. But let's step outside of that for a moment. Once again, if you're home in bed debilitated because you got another flu shot, it doesn't matter the law. You can't functionally defend your liberty. You're dependent upon the pharmaceutical state. In violation of the First Amendment, we have a national religion in America. It's not Christianity, sorry. Not Judaism, not sorry. It's not Islam. Some of you think, oh, yeah, they're taking over. No. The medical industrial complex, the pharmaceutical church, is already taken over. The state-sanctioned religion in violation of the First Amendment. So all they need to do is convince you that you are vaccine deficient and give you another one. And you will be weakened to the point of you won't even recognize yourself. You might not remember your name as they induce, what do we call it, dementia and Alzheimer's by vaccination. Now, if they get you early, they get you early and they can do that, it manifests in terms of the autism spectrum. They get you later, you talk about MS, Alzheimer's, ALS, these neurodegenerative diseases. And I'm not here saying it's the only cause, but it's a primary cause, injectable toxins. And think about what's in that. They don't let you know what's really in it. You could say, hey, what's in a vaccine and read the ingredient list? It won't list everything that's in it. And I'm not even talking about the mercury they pretend isn't there. I'm talking about a story we covered just the other day about the Infanrix, Hexa. Six different antigens are supposed to be in there. Not one was found. Not one was found! The whole basis for vaccination, stimulate the production of an antibody. You need an antigen to do that. Not even there. We talked about the MMR, the mumps, not facilitating any potential, not even an option, of mumps antibodies. Because, well, they've shown it in their own test. They had to do it by spiking rabbit's blood to show, hey, it works! And then the FDA goes, sure, you can put that out there, Merck. Okay? Merck whistleblowers talking about that. And then you find out that this Infanrix, Hexa, and other vaccines have many unlisted ingredients, whether they intend to do it or not. It's a mess. And my buddy Liam Sheff, who's no longer with us in the physical world, he's got these posters behind me, you see, talked about it. It's an absolute mess. It's not a scientific endeavor anymore. They could care less about what's in it. In fact, maybe they care that they put a lot of other garbage in it or let a lot of other garbage in it. 65 unknown to science compounds are found in these vaccines. This one, this Infanrix. Incredible. In the meantime, you ask the questions, are doctors giving patients up-to-date vaccine safety information or any information at all? Linked up in the show notes. Read about it. No, they're not. Of course they're not. But even if doctors are up to date, they're not as up to date as we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. With the things that are they're finding in there that no doctor would care to know about. You don't want to know about because you won't sleep well at night without a massive infusion of psychiatric drugs. Because your psyche will be split. At the soul level, you will be so destructing of your own integrity that even if you don't acknowledge it in overt fashion out here, the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm, you're violating it every time you give a vaccine. Even if you think you're giving informed consent. And by the way, there's a story about a whistleblower, a nurse alleging that the hospital's flu vaccine consent policy is misleading. Super Don, are you aware of how it's misleading? Is it because they don't list all the ingredients, or is there something very mundane about this?
It has to do with Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. And basically, what this nurse is saying is that when you go into the hospital and you fill out the regular paperwork, that you don't realize that you're actually giving consent at that point when you're filling out the paperwork for the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah. By the way, how long has the Obamacare been constitutional?
Never.
Never. Thank you. Super Don knows. It's never. And it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. They're wrong. Wrong. Emphasis on the G at the end of that. I don't know why. But this is an amazing thing that, you know, with Obamacare, as I said, the disaster that it was is it mandated participation in the third leading cause of death. First leading cause of death, if you add up, where's cancer and heart disease coming from? Primarily from doctors? Yeah. Well, yes, yeah, some of it's your eating habits. But doctors are not helping. They're helping you to get this stuff. And, you know, Obamacare goes, hey, just sign your consent form. You go into the hospital, you just do that. Oh, yeah, you got to sign up. In order for us to admit you, sign this document. And who knew you were giving consent to get flu shots? What other? DTP? Tetanus. Oh, tetanus. Are you giving a tetanus shot? No, we're giving you diphtheria and pertussis, too. Really? You didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that just signing the admissions form gives you carte blanche to do whatever you want with my body or my children's body? This is messed up, folks. We live in the land of the free? No, we live in the land of pharmaceutical slavery. And yes, of course, there are agendas outside or from within our government that want to violate the provisions that prohibit the government from violating your right to life, liberty, and property. But the most successful way to do this, folks, isn't passing a law. It's simply frightening you into receiving medical interventions that have no basis in prevention of disease in reality, but creation of disease and dampening of consciousness. We've talked about lowering consciousness. That is one of the acknowledged side effects or direct effects of the vaccine program, as prescribed by the ACIP committee through the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. Don't do it, folks.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Who's fat? Right? I got the white man overbite as I'm dancing here in the studio.
Dun.
You know, I must feel good about what's so funny?
That's no. White man overbite? Is that what you said?
Wasn't there a song like that? I think that was a Billy Crystal thing.
Oh, maybe there was. I don't remember.
And you know, I didn't sleep well last night. I just like sinusy, headachey kind of stuff. Had to do coffee today, Super Don. Not thinking about you while I was doing it, just so you know. Just so you're happy.
Oh, well, thank you. That'd be kind of creepy.
Obviously feeling better about myself if I feel like dancing and moving in studio. But why do we play Weird Al? Any excuse we have to play Weird Al, I'm going to try and go for it. But there's a story here. And you think about it's holiday season. People are going to be overeating. But it's not just about holiday season. And it's interesting we talk about politically correct ways of saying things. We talked about being fat is gravitationally challenged. Okay? Yeah, gravity's got a hold on you a little bit more than some others. If you white descent, I don't understand the white thing because it's not very white unless you're an albino. That's pigmentally challenged. Okay? But U.S. adults apparently not getting taller. Right? We think about, oh, we're growing bigger, we're living longer. Well, we're getting fatter. Or we're putting more around the middle, if you can't say fat, right? Still putting on the pounds, we're getting wider, we're roly-polies. Now, every state is different. I witnessed this because in Florida, a lot of childhood obesity. You see in these schools a lot of fat kids. I know you're not supposed to say that. But depending on what state you're in, there's, you know, more activity or less. You know, it depends because, you know, I've seen out west, like in Utah, a lot fewer kids that are obese. And I don't know that they're all eating organic non-GMO food, but maybe a little bit more qualitative, you know, better food. But if you're not gaining height, but you're gaining girth, is that like a I guess, a normal evolution. We talk about, oh, things are changing and are changing for the better. We're living longer. I'm just not seeing it.
Well, you know, look, I can just speculate, and I think I think I might be close to hitting the mark, but
okay.
You know, when you look at the increase in processed crap food, right?
Yeah.
Fast food on every corner. You know, all of the chemicals that we're exposed to on a regular basis, and our society is just kind of hardwired for some reason to try and figure out more and more convenient ways to do things that require less and less effort to accomplish.
Right.
You know, it all started from back in the day when, they came out with remote control. I don't know why I'm picking this, but it just comes to mind. You know, remote controls for TVs, right? You used to have to get up and change a channel, you know? Back in the days of MAPO, that's correct. But, yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, anything that will cause you to not have to get up and move is what people are looking for.
Sedentary. You know? So you're talking sedentary in addition to... Now, it's interesting, the CDC records for the 1960s talking about the average man was a little over 5'8" in the 60s. Okay? And now... And by the way, 166 pounds, they said. Now men are 1 inch taller... but 30 pounds heavier. Today's average height of 5'9" is about a tenth of an inch shorter than about a decade ago. The average woman in the early... I'm just looking at this.
We're shrinking?
We're getting shorter. And I don't know if gravity's getting heavier, but seriously, how come you're heavier? Unless you're eating more processed food, the body is not processing, the liver's not detoxifying. We could be sedentary. We might not be drinking enough heavy metals, all of these things. Weight loss shouldn't be, to my mind, the goal. It should be a natural extension of eating correctly for your body type, as well as activity levels, exercise. You know, if I could only get out there and run with Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, just saying. He's just like the running machine, man. I'll bike alongside him and keep up. But
running man.
Yeah. But I'll get back into the boxing ring and do that. But, you know, a 5'9". Average. I was 5'9 and a half. I'm probably shrinking. You know, as you get over 50, do you shrink a little bit? Gravity, too? Superdome, have you noticed that?
That's what I've heard. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I actually measured what my height was, but that does happen from what I hear.
Right. So, listen, being overweight is not a disease in and of itself, but being toxic and overweight, that can precipitate down the line some serious considerations that are helped along. Not in a good way by modern medicine, who still, coming out of med school, do they recommend organic non-GMO diets? If you see the movie Secret Ingredients by Jeffrey Smith, you will see that simply eating cleaner food, the pounds can come off.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The earliest the government shutdown could end is Thursday, but incoming White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday he expects it to last much longer because of Nancy Pelosi's effort to be House Speaker.
I think she's now in that unfortunate position of being beholden to her left wing, to where she cannot be seen as agreeing with the president on anything until after she's Speaker. If that's the case, again, I think there's a chance we'd go into the next Congress.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells CNN State of the Union he's proud of the president for pulling troops out of Syria.
The president said when we went into Syria very clearly
We're going to defeat ISIS. That was our goal. Then all these people who believe in forever war changed the goal. They changed the goalpost. They started saying, oh, we're going to stay there until Iran and Russia leave. It's like, that means we're staying forever.
Paul says a complicated diplomatic solution will still be needed to resolve the situation in Syria involving Russia, Turkey, among others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know some of y'all get it, what this program is about, but I'll hazard a guess, Super Don, after all these years, people still don't figure out, what the heck is that Robert Scott Bell Show all about? Y'all just, you don't stick to one thing, you don't only do, you know, hangnails and cholesterol issues, it's like, no.
Bunions. Right?
Yeah.
Hemorrhoids. All those cool calls that we got way back in the day, right?
Way back in the day.
When I first started with you and we'd have people calling in and they'd ask questions about some stuff I won't even repeat right now because it's like embarrassing to even like bring up on the air.
Yeah. Well, hey, wasn't there a historical character named Paul Bunyan?
Guy that chopped down the trees, right?
Yeah.
Did
he get a bunion from chopping his toe? I don't know if his bunion comes from that guy or not, but
he might have. Yeah, giant lumberjack in American folklore. Mm-hmm.
Then there's Funyuns. I don't know if Funyuns will resolve bunions, but
Did you eat Funyuns as a kid?
I don't even remember what they are. They're fried onion chips or something?
They're like onion-flavored corn ring things.
I think I missed that. I missed that and the crackler. Yeah. I missed both of those things. I had my share of Frito-Lay. You know,
oh,
that?
Cracklin'. Dude, cracklin'. Yeah. That's a thing from the South.
Yeah.
I learned about cracklin' when I lived in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And cracklin' is like, they should just take the L-I-N off the end of it. It's just crack.
Is that good, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I learned about cracklin' from Neil Diamond.
Cracklin' Rose, okay.
Of Cracklin' Rosie, of course.
Yes.
Which was
all right.
Cheap wine. But anyway, folks, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We're a bit irreverent from time to time. Sometimes I can get very intense and serious about, I'm always intense and serious about freedom, but we're fun lovers in that regard, too. We love liberty for all of that it brings, but recognizing that without our health, it's hard to appreciate liberty. And so tying the health into the freedom has been a cornerstone to make a bridge to folks that may not be into, I don't know, maybe not into freedom as much as they think they would like to be. But once you get health, man, you're going to enjoy freedom a lot more than when you're disastrously chronically ill. Now, the federal government changed something recently. And, you know, it's like as much as we celebrate it, it's still, you're still not home free because people still look to the federal government for what is legal and what is illegal. And it relates to, I don't know, something like this.
In some parts of this country.
No, it doesn't relate to something like that. That's not what it relates to at all.
Do you believe in magic?
Yeah, I think it's a magical thing, but I think this is what I meant to do. Well, the Farm Bill is history. 2018, it passed, and there's hemp all over that thing. And it's a good thing for the most part. The rest of it's crap. Because why? It's a bunch of corporate subsidies. Corporatism, government insurance schemes. Look, I know people are into that. We're not big fans of it. But if we focus just on the hemp side of this, suddenly a plant that was made illegal in violation of the Constitution, that never stopped the government, really, in America. But they kind of rolled it back and said, you know what, this hemp plant could be pretty good. And the stuff from it could be pretty good, right? But after all of that was said, the FDA was still kept in the loop on CBD, cannabidiol, the specific cannabinoid from the hemp plant, industrial hemp plant, and all of its benefits. So the FDA casting its shadow on the hemp wind, calling CBD products illegal still. Yeah.
This isn't, look, I think this is important. This is why I brought this up with you today, because mm-hmm. when the hemp bill passed, I saw a lot of celebration, and not to say that you shouldn't celebrate, because that was a huge thing that happened mm-hmm. with hemp. Been a long time coming. People have been working on that for decades, right?
Yeah.
But I also saw a lot of people, you know, happy days are here again. You know, hey, we can now, you know, to CBD, you know, yeah. Hey. And it's like, you know, look, guys, don't get complacent.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hemp bill was passed, because the FDA is still around, right? And they wasted no time, dude. It was on like the same day, right? As soon as it passed, they already had this press release typed up, printed, and ready to go, because they wanted to make sure that people understand that Scott Gottlieb still has an issue with CBD, because they look at CBD as what is it they said here? He said that CBD is a drug ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
This is their language. And therefore, illegal to add to food or health products without approval from the FDA. So it's like, not to throw a wet blanket on the situation, right?
Yeah.
But we still got to deal with the FDA on the situation.
And here's the point, boys and girls. Right, as much as we say, yeah, we acknowledge there's goodness in you know, kind of backing off on industrial hemp. The fact that the FDA still exists, it means the battle for freedom has not been won. The Fear and Death Administration is basically, if we go back to the origin of the early 20th century, the Pure Food Drug Act, Harvey Wiley a doctor who was brilliant and really said, you know what, let's not allow for the adulteration and the poisoning of the food supply, right? And that seems kind of reasonable. Of course, you know, we might be able to handle that on a state level. If somebody poisons you, you'd have recourse. Hopefully you don't die in the meantime. But the FDA has basically, rather than prevented poisoning of the American people, it's facilitated it. It's defended the makers of poison from being held liable for the products that they serve up to you or inject into you. And as they say, CBD is a drug because they approved Epidiolex earlier in the year. We talked about that extensively, which is a cloned variety of a CBD isolate. Not a synthetic in the same way that a lot of drugs are synthetic, but it's an isolate. There's no THC at all. It's only that. Now they say, well, if CBD is in anything else, it's a drug product. You can't use it. Now, as we talk with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, he says, you know, they still have the capacity, FDA, to go after this thing. Will they? I mean, they're is their bark louder than their bite? Worse than their bite? No, the FTC is the real enemy here because they could sink their teeth into you and bankrupt you. The FDA doesn't want to let go totally, but recognizes, I think Gottlieb is aware of this, the untenable nature at this point to go after CBD that is so far out of the hemp bag that to go after it, you will look absurd, ludicrous, and the people will not be behind you, both left and right, both Democrat and Republican. But, unfortunately, they're not there yet where we need to be, where I perceive we need to be. That is the calling for the abolition. That's right, you heard me, the abolition of the Fear and Death Administration, because until that happens, there will be no freedom, not only to access the plant and the plant medicinals, if you will, or sustenance and supplements from plants, but the ability to communicate it honestly, with integrity, truthfully. Right? If you have a product, it has to be a hemp, it happens to be a hemp product, it could be organic, non-GMO, CBD, in our, we can't tell you what it's for. The moment we do, the FDA comes in with the FTC as their, right? They're jackbooted thugs to shut you down. Because freedom of speech, primarily, number one, amendment, First Amendment, doesn't grant you the right of freedom of speech. It protects it from government overreach or stopping your freedom. Doesn't exist anymore. In the 20th century, we lost it totally, folks. And we lost cannabis, too. It's coming back. Inevitably, they will not be able to contain it like they couldn't contain prohibition of alcohol. I'm not a big alcohol fan, but the cannabis plant, man, oh, man, I think one of the most important things that the cannabis plant has to offer humanity is the minimization or reduction in your ability to be programmed by big government. I don't want to say a cuss word here, but people who believe in big government, okay? Out of all the great things that it does, and it does a lot of great things, that to me is number one on the list why they wanted it banned. So.
Well, thank you for doing that, PG-13.
Yes.
I know what you're saying, though. I know what you're saying. Now, one cool thing, I just read about this yesterday, that mm-hmm. was a result of the U.S. Farm Bill.
Yeah.
Is this thing out of Flint, Michigan. Now, when you think of Flint, Michigan, you think of lead in the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Flint is not just lead in the water, although that's what people automatically think when they think Flint, Michigan. They actually right. have some cool stuff going on here. There's a hospital, Michigan State University, and a children's hospital out there that started a program that is like they call it a nutrition prescription program. And we've covered these types of stories before where it's becoming more and more common that hospitals, select hospitals are coming around and going, you know, maybe food might be a good thing. Might want to incorporate into the program here, and we're trying to get people better.
Yeah.
It's very cool to see. And I did not realize that Debbie Stabenow, who we have talked about on the show before, and we don't agree with her on everything.
Right.
I don't think we agree with her on much of anything. But she included a program in the 2018 Farm Bill, which is now starting what they're calling a National Nutrition Prescription Program, where hospitals and doctors can give parents of children a $15 prescription mm-hmm. that can be filled for fresh fruits and vegetables at a Flint farm at a farmer's market nearby where that hospital is at. This is what they're doing in Flint. It's a working program. It's been successful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on the one hand, it's like, I think it's great to acknowledge the fact that they're incorporating food, right, yes. as medicine. which is something that they've avoided for a really long time. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you know, I don't want to be critical of something that looks positive, but then again, it's kind of like, is this like some kind of subsidized government program? Again, that we're seeing where money's being spent. At least I guess it's being spent on something worthwhile.
Sure.
But there might be some criticism as to the money.
We can talk matters of degree in any program, right? You know, if I say Obamacare is unconstitutional, so he says, but it helped me. I'm never saying that free money for you is not going to help you. I mean, temporarily anyway. But this idea of course, subsidizing food for better than subsidizing drugs, I'll give you that.
There you go.
At the same point, John, you know, prescriptions for farmers market vegetables and fruits, how long will it be before, you know, they'll only be available by a doctor's prescription, right?
Right, right.
You know, ask permission. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but you'll see there'll be like pharmacy dispensaries managed completely by the federal government programs, and then people who are farmers that don't ask for permission, that just grow. How about your own backyard and side yard? You won't be able to give those things away because they'll be unapproved new drugs. FDA, as long as they're around, there is a danger to your health, freedom, and healing liberty.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, whether you've already gotten together for Hanukkah or you're getting together for Christmas or just the holidays if you don't celebrate Christmas, a lot of downtime happens at the end of the year. And guess what? You get together with your relatives, aunts and uncles, grandmas, grandpas, if they're still around, nieces, nephews, grandkids. Oh, my gosh, the grandkids. And Super Don, you know about those grandkids. They're rolling all over you.
They just pulled up, actually. Yeah.
Did they? Now, the question is, as a grandpa, do you hug your grandkids? Do you hug your grandkids?
Of course.
Now,
of course.
That could be traumatic. We're learning. Recently, we've learned that you might not want to hug your grandkids. And they're saying, hey, don't. And if you're a dad or a mom, and you're bringing your kids over to see grandma and grandpa, protect them from grandma and grandpa. They might hug them. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with people? Where is this coming from? Psychiatrists? Where is this coming from? Don't hug your grandkids. I got hugged and pinched and kissed by grandma and grandpa. Especially, you know, they pinch you. Oh, it's so cute. That's a big thing, right? And I survived it. My cheeks aren't bruised. They're fine. Where is this coming from, Super Don? Are you traumatized from the times you had to hug and kiss grandma and grandpa? Come on.
You know, I almost look at that as a rite of passage. You know, yeah. I mean, that was just something you did. You know, some shit, you should be lucky. Some kids don't have relatives that get together on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
You know, when I was young, it was more of a tradition. You know, I mean, people still do it now, but in my family, you had all the aunts and the uncles and the cousins and the uncles and aunts on the side of the family that you didn't see except on Christmas, you know, and so you didn't really know them very well. So it's like when you walked in the door, you know, be like, hi, how are you? And I suppose when you're a little kid, when there's like a stranger that you don't know, and if your parents go hug your great aunt Mabel, you know, it's like, okay, you know, and you give them a hug and stuff. But was it traumatic? I don't think it was traumatic. But apparently, there's people like these pediatricians and these parenting advocates that have gotten together and say that if you force your kids to hug somebody they don't know, then they're not giving consent and that it can have some kind of psychological impact on them.
Okay, all right. Okay, maybe it's beyond grandma and grandpa then. But in the hashtag MeToo generation that has transpired, you know, where we're now frightened to be alone with one another, the idea that kids are traumatized by hugging... this is not an advocacy, you know, advocating abuse of kids. Obviously, that's the furthest thing from our minds. But when we were kids, we were, even so-called strangers to you would not be strangers to mom and dad, hopefully, right? You know, in the presence of their good friends or family members. And I get the idea. I mean, I think they're taking it to a radical extreme position. I don't know how justified or legitimate this is. That, yes, if you're an adult, or certainly, you know, in your teen years, when certain aspects of development occur, that you have more of a need for personal space, you might not want to hug everybody. And I think there's a transition that goes on there. But as kids, I mean, Super Don, am I just kind of out of touch here? Thinking that we have to expand that concept to kids and babies with relatives or people that your parent, you know, I'm not saying just throw them out in the street and let them hug by
forced
strangers.
Affection. Forced yeah. affection is what they call it. That it can undermine a child's inherent sense of stranger danger
yeah.
and self come on. I mean, but, really? I mean, is this... Dude, I used to have... I told you this story here before the show. I had a grandma who used to crochet everything. Everything was crocheted, right?
Yeah. yeah.
And so, on one Christmas, she crocheted a vest for me. And this vest, she's passed away. I love my grandma, Grace. Mm-hmm. But this vest was the most horrendous-looking thing I've ever seen in my life. It was the colors, the yellow and brown and stuff and everything like that. And so it's like I had to. My parents forced me to wear this vest.
Mm-hmm.
Every Christmas, right? Because my grandma Grace had meant to, well, it fit me anyway.
Yeah.
And it was like I'd walk in looking like Big Bird or something, you know? It was just like, but I did it, and I mm-hmm. did it, and I knew the reason why I did it was because mm-hmm. I was showing respect for my elders and being thankful for what she had done for me, stuff like that. So giving your aunt or your uncle a hug, that's not a big deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Here's what occurs to me. If the pediatricians are the one warning you against forced affection, they're the primarily the ones responsible for the children who are injured into the vaccine injured into the autism.
Forced vaccination, right?
Right. What about forced vaccination? A violent act that even often says is a violent act. But remember, when you alter their physiology and their nervous system and their gut via vaccination, now suddenly they withdraw. And yes, it can feel like a violent act to hug some kid who's autistic. You've heard about this. They don't want contact. It's just something gone awry, something we know what's gone awry. So I take this with the proverbial grain of salt, because the pediatricians saying don't hug are the ones that are damaging the children so that hugging can become a mortal wound or perception of that. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hour 2, top 10 Dr. Google things.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through, 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.